USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During an interview with ABC's This Week, the Democratic nominee for president pushed back against criticism from President Trump and others that he's mentally diminished.
I think it's a legitimate question to ask anybody over 70 years old whether or not they're fit and whether they're ready. But only thing I can say to the American people, it's a legitimate question to ask anybody, watch me.
If elected, Biden would be 78 years old when taking office. Biden and the Democrats had their convention last week, and now Republicans get their turn on Monday. Hogan Gidley is with the Trump campaign.
The president is going to talk about how this is the land of opportunity, the land of heroes, the land of promise, the land of greatness.
President Trump is expected to take part every night in the mostly virtual event. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Record wildfires are devastating California. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Massive wildfires in California have grown to be the second largest in state history, as it and hundreds of other blazes have now scorched over 1 million acres. The LNU Lightning Complex fire that is burning across 5 counties in Napa and Sonoma valleys has spread to more than 314,000 acres and is only 15% contained. Many of the fires raging in the state were sparked by a large number of lightning strikes as California is in the grip of a heat wave. The fires have scorched more than 771,000 acres, which roughly is the size of the state of Rhode Island.
Hurricane warnings are in effect for the Gulf Coast as 2 tropical storms, Laura and Marco, aim for the U.S. Marco is expected to strengthen and hit Louisiana tomorrow. Tropical Storm Laura is also predicted to make landfall shortly after. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
At least 13 people died in a stampede at a nightclub in Lima, Peru, while attempting to flee police during a raid on Saturday night. 3 others were injured at an illegal party with more than 120 people in attendance. Because of the coronavirus, large social gatherings are banned, and there is a nationwide 10 p.m. curfew. The Ministry of the Interior reported that people began to flee the venue on the second floor, trying to get away from the police, and they were crushed on the stairs. According to officials, the police didn't use any type of weapons or tear gas. 23 people were arrested, and an investigation is underway to identify the owners of the nightclub and those responsible for the event. President Trump has lost in court once again to his mistress, Stormy Daniels. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
President Trump will have to pay more than $44,000 in legal fees to Stephanie Clifford, otherwise known as Stormy Daniels. Clifford's legal expenses came from when she tried to get out of a non-disclosure agreement around her alleged affair with Donald Trump between 2006 and 2007. A California Superior Court judge issued the order this past week, stating that Clifford was entitled to being reimbursed and Mr. Trump was responsible for covering those fees. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You can hear the news anytime online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.